Welcome to Paley Presbyterian Church. We would like to present our children's pageant, The Fear Not Factor.
Good morning. We are going to start our pageant. But to start off, we are going to have Grace O'Connor and Kieran Lang read from the book of Luke 2, verses 1 through 20.
In those days, Caesar Augustus issued a decree that a census should be taken of the entire Roman world. This was the first census that took place while Quirinius was governor of Syria, and everyone went to their own town to register. So Joseph also went up from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to Bethlehem, the town of David, because he belonged to the house and line of David. He went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him and was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for the baby to be born, and she gave birth to her firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in cloths and placed him in a manger, because there was no guest room available for them. And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people.
Today, in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You'll find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger." Suddenly, a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace to those on whom his favor rests." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby who was lying in the manger. When they had seen him, they spread the word that concerning what had been told to them about this child. And all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds had to say to them. But Mary treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen, which were just as they had been told.
Angels sent to Mary, be not afraid. All right, angels, fall in. Now, I guess you're all wondering why I've called this meeting.
Yes, sir, we are wondering.
There's a rumor going around that we're being called for a special mission.
And we're always ready for special missions.
Champs at you, sir. So,
well, it's true. This is a very special mission. This is the biggest assignment ever.
Wow.
Cool. You mean it's the big event?
Yes, Gabriel, it is.
Wow.
Cool.
God has finally sent his son to Earth?
That's right, Toby. Very soon.
I can't believe this.
Yeah, we've been waiting for so long.
All I know is that someone among you will be chosen to go to Earth and take the message about the arrival of God's Son.
Pick me! Pick me! 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 So, Michael, where and to whom?
I don't know that yet, but as soon as I find out, you'll know. So, just be ready. Dismissed!
This is it, the big one.
The sweetest assignment ever.
Even sweeter than the time we went to shut the mouth of the lion, remember that?
Yeah, we got there just in time before they ate that guy, Daniel.
Those lions were like tabby cats when we got through with them.
We may be chimps, but we're a lot stronger than we look.
For real?
Hey, I wonder who the father's gonna choose to take the message.
I'm sure it'll be somebody with a good speaking voice, so I'll probably be chosen since that is one of my guests. Fear not, for behold.
What if the message isn't spoken? What if it's written down? I have very good handwriting. Look, fear not.
I don't know. Michael looked straight at me when she said somebody was going to take the message, so I know it's me.
But I'm the singer. If it's a musical message, fear not, fear not, fear not.
No, me.
You're wrong.
It'll be me, I know.
Hey guys, what's the problem?
Well, Gabriel, we were just wondering who the father would choose to take the message.
Well, it could be me, or you, or any other angel for that matter. We don't even know who the message is going to yet, or what it'll be. Michael said we should just be ready.
Ready.
Yeah, I'm ready.
Me too.
Me three.
Bring it on.
I'll do what it takes.
Bring it on, I'll give it my best.
here's the scoop. There are several messages you'll take to Earth about God's Son.
Several?
Yes, the same basic fear not message, but to different people. The first message will go to a poor young girl in Nazareth. Her name is Mary. This is very important. This girl will be the mother of God's Son.
Cool. Awesome.
The messenger has to be someone who's bold, but tender. Someone with style, but with great compassion. It has to be done right.
Oh, me.
Mary might be afraid of hers. But the messenger's job is to help her understand that God has chosen her, and he'll make everything all right. So, I choose Gabriel.
Me? Oh, wow. Thank you, sir. I'll do my best.
All right, angels, stay ready. I'll call you again very soon for the next message.
That Gabriel, he always gets everything.
Yeah, he's Captain Ted.
What has he got that we haven't got?
The assignment to be the fear not factor, that's what.
Yeah, bummer.
Who wants to go to Nazareth anyway? I hear it's hot there this time.
Yeah, who wants to go there anyways?
I do.
Me too.
I want to go tell the whole Earth that God sent.
Well, Michael said that the message will be taken to different people. Maybe one or even all of us will get to go next time.
Yeah, maybe Gabriel won't get such a great job and the father will pick somebody else for the message.
Yeah.
That could happen.
So, I wonder who he'll pick next time.
I don't know. Well, guys, I'll be seeing you around.
Yeah, I've got to go. I, something to do.
I just remembered. I got an
appointment. Me too. See ya.
Go away, please.
Gabriel, you're back. That was fast.
I didn't have much to say, really.
Really?
Well, the message went like this. Fear not, Mary.
Oh, wow.
The Holy Spirit will come upon you. The God will overshadow you.
Overshadow, cool word.
I ended it like this. With God, nothing is impossible.
Nice stuff.
And what did Mary do?
That was the best part.
Guess she was terrified.
Yeah, a young girl like that has to be afraid of what other people think of her.
Yeah, she was.
A girl's reputation is very
important. You know, she might have been afraid for her life.
Yeah, she was, but she might have, but she wasn't.
Really?
No, she just seemed happy just to be a part of the Father's plan.
Oh, where
not. Yes, sir, I know the drill, sir. Joseph, carpenter, Nazareth. Right away, sir.
Do a good job, Gabriel. The father is counting on you.
Yes, sir.
So, what are we doing? Chopping chopped liver?
Yeah, any one of us could have done that.
But Gabriel gets sick again.
This is a big message, you know. I'm sure Joseph is going to be real scared about the whole thing.
Yeah, he and Mary aren't married yet, and now she's supposed to be the mother of God's son.
Yeah, I bet I'd like to be the one to tell him to fear not.
Gabe, what happened?
You're back so soon.
What, couldn't you find Joseph?
Sure, I found him, but he was asleep, though.
So you decide to come back later, a little afraid to wake him up, huh?
No, I just gave him the message while he was asleep.
No way.
It happens sometimes, I guess.
Yeah, sleep is the only way those humans will listen sometimes.
Mostly the humans are too busy running their mouths to hear messages.
And so what did you say, Gabe?
Well, I said, fear not.
Oh, man.
Don't be afraid to take Mary as your wife, for she will give birth to God's son.
Was he like, ah?
He was asleep, remember?
Oh, yeah. Well, I guess he could be scared in your sleep.
I heard that humans sometimes have nightmares.
That's right. Joseph could see me like,
You know, I thought his greatest fear might have been that he would be afraid of what I told him.
Yeah, I see what you mean.
Humans don't like being laughed at.
Especially they don't being laughed at by other people for being different.
Yeah, that's right.
Joseph wasn't afraid at all, though. He woke up and decided to stick with Mary, no matter what happened.
What? Was that all that you told Joseph? Fear not to take Mary as your wife?
No, I got to tell him what to name the baby when he was born.
Really?
How sweet.
Yes, what will they name him?
He is the King of Kings, but you will call him. All angels report to the universe command center immediately. Attention, all angels report to the universe command center immediately.
Anybody know what we're going on?
No, we were just told to show up and get in line. That's all we know.
Do you think this is it? I mean, are we going to be the Fear Not Factor and tell the whole world that the child has been born?
It could be. The baby was due any time. Maybe it's happened already.
Where's Gabe? Anybody see him?
I saw him earlier, but...
I knew it. Gabe got the gig again.
Man, he's probably down there right now telling the whole world to fear not.
Well, we won't call him here for nothing. I'm sure we'll get assignment too.
Yeah, I guess so.
Tobias?
Here.
Eleanor?
Here.
Zachary?
Here. I'm present.
And Chloe. Corey.
Yes?
Bethlehem?
Yes. Here's the script.
We get lines?
Excuse me?
We get to say fear not?
No, Gabriel says that. This is what I want you to say.
Fear not, for behold, I give you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. You shall find the baby wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger.
A manger?
That's what he said.
All right. Now, angels, go, go.
Bye.
cool.
Yeah, it was great. But...
But what?
Well, is it just me or did anyone think that it was sort of a small audience? I mean, I didn't want to say anything, but I only count a few shepherds.
Yeah, it was kind of a big display for a few scrawny guys and some sheep.
I don't get it either. I thought we were going to tell the whole world that God sent us.
Yeah, me too. How is everybody going to know that David has been here?
Maybe it's part of the plan.
What do you mean, Toby?
Well, I mean Mary's part is to have a baby. Joseph's part is to help take care of Mary's baby.
And the shepherd's part is to maybe tell the rest of the world the news?
And you think it was our part to tell them?
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess.
Sure, so I guess that's it. Oh, well.
Tobias?
Right here.
Eleanor?
Here.
Zachary?
Present.
And Corey?
Yes?
I have an assignment for you.
Wait. Another message?
This time we tell the whole world?
Yeah, which one of us gets to be the fear not factor?
This isn't a message assignment. This is a different kind of mission.
Yeah, what?
I'm sending you all back to Bethlehem.
Back there again?
This time, I need you to guard the child.
Guard Jesus?
Us?
Surround him with protection, minister his needs, and worship him. And then bring him back here when the Father says it's time.
I don't know what to say.
That's just it. You don't say anything.
This is so much an honor.
The Father believes in you. This is your place in his plan.
Micah, we have a confession.
Yeah, we're sort of disappointed because we didn't get to be the fear not factor.
I know, but you've got to understand that Jesus himself will be the fear not factor. He calms fears, comforts sorrows, wipes away tears, and after all, he's the Prince of Peace.
permission.
We won't be sending those kind of messages anymore.
No?
No. The son himself will be doing most of the talking for the next few years.
Okay.
So, what do you think of the new Earth of God's plan?
Well, I don't know.
What do you mean?
Well, I mean, I know that the Lord has to know what he's doing, but will the people on Earth really know?
Some will, some won't. But one thing that's for sure is that world down there will never be the same.
Coming back to you now. I call her Philistine, and that's not appropriate, but she knows that I love her. Felicia Mulay, thank you very much for sharing your gifts. And you know what, I just wanna, you know, we prayed for Jonathan a couple of weeks ago, and I wanna pray for Felicia. She does so much for our kids here. She's in her first year of teaching in school, and you have another job also, don't you?
I do.
You do. So,
I serve steaks.
You serve steaks, that's right. So, what?
Longhorn Steakhouse.
So, go eat steak and give her a good tip. But let's pray. Just thank you, God, for this day, for Felicia, for all the gifts that you have poured into her. Continue to fill her with joy and peace, light and love. We thank you for all the children that she is influencing with the gifts that you have given her. And continue to do that. We pray this in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Felicia. Thank you so much. So, I had fun looking at all of you because you were smiling the whole time. Particularly some big smiles there at certain moments, but smiling the whole time. In this season, and we're not going to read the scripture, I'm just going to do this quickly, but in Psalm 80, it talks about the psalmist is calling for God to help Israel again. And as the psalmist is asking for that, he's asking, Lord, let your light shine, your face shine upon us again, that we might be saved. And God's face has been shining upon each one of us this morning with a beautiful message. A message that a baby had to be born so that we might be saved. And told with such beauty and innocence through our children. That we have an invitation now this week. Christmas Eve is Saturday, Christmas Sunday. You have an invitation from each one of these young people this week to open your heart, to make room again for the beautiful, marvelous, miraculous story of a God who loves you, whose face is shining down upon each one of you and smiling. So know that and celebrate that. And move forward in glorifying God as our angels did so beautifully. So, all of you, tell me that you learned something this morning. I'm going to tell you an emotion that I'm having right now, and I want you to yell out all together what I should do about that. I'm feeling fear.
Fear not.
I'm feeling fear.
Fear not.
Fear not. Move forward in glory as we continue to worship God, and Jonathan, lead us in song now.